Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2011.
Episode 381.
Y'all, I'm sitting here with the couple that dresses alike.
First of all, the Bebop twins. I had this shirt on well before him because I actually had to work today.
Well, that was because he didn't work, but you didn't go to school until like noon.
But I was doing laundry all day, and I did some other stuff, and so I did technically work.
Breathe. But you weren't fully clothed and showered, so you saw me in
because
this.
Because I was doing laundry.
Whoa, this is sounding like another podcast that I don't care for.
I love you. Sookie.
Sookie.
Bill.
Sookie.
Eric, Bill.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
What episode is this? 275?
81?
Oh, shit.
381.
And y'all, we're going back in time.
So we'll just do a quick update on my stepdad. He has not died yet.
Yay.
He...
it's good.
He's asking to die, though.
I'm sure.
He's waking up and he's just like, I want to die. Please let me die. Which kind of sucks because if somebody's clearly dying, let the person die. Just give them some medicine and let them go.
Isn't that what they're doing?
No, they're just giving him morphine to keep up with the pain. They're not giving him medicine to just sleep. Yeah, and go to sleep.
That's attempted.
Yeah, the coal.
Well, I know that.
That's a little illegal everywhere.
I know that. Yeah. I'm just saying it's so stupid that they don't allow that. So
there's also the insurance aspect too, like life insurance if it's a suicide or attempted suicide kind of thing.
But if it was legal to happen, then there would be no issue with that.
But it's the person's decision to make that, and so that's in a sense a suicide.
No, I think he's just talking about that if it was legal for like other people and like Jack Kevorkian and all that kind of stuff, then it wouldn't. He wouldn't be having this problem,
right,
per se.
I understand. I mean, his kidneys, not how to get around it now.
He's not on dialysis since his kidneys have shut down 4 days ago. So he's pretty much poisoning himself.
Yeah.
And he's just waiting. And he wakes up and it's the first thing he says. So we're just waiting on that. It's kind of sad. It's very stressful for my mom. Very stressful for me and my sister. It's stressful for me because I can't be there. And when she calls me and she's crying, I can't be there. So, yeah.
I've been there.
It sucks.
It does.
One of my employees' husbands died overnight this week.
Oh, my God.
He's only in his
50s. Did they fall asleep or something?
No.
They woke up the next...
We don't know yet. She's obviously dealing with it. When I talked to her, it was the morning after she had found her husband dead.
Oh my God.
They woke up and he didn't, basically. Yeah.
And so he died in his sleep.
Yep. And she was going to have her daughter call me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just decided to. And she was even like, I still haven't dealt with this. And I really don't know what's going on. But I'm going to be gone for a few days. And I'm like,
more than a few days for me.
So then I called today, because it was a couple days ago, to try to figure out, you know. Also, people in the company would love to know the funeral arrangements and things like
that. Right. Mm-hmm.
Because she's worked for the company for a long time. So, and a lot of our staff are in the same office as she was. Well, her office phone voicemail box is full and she works from home. And her home phone is off the hook and goes right to voicemail. So I'm like, I don't know what else to do.
You can email her. That's kind of impersonal, but also it's work email, right?
Yeah. I don't have her personal email, but I already sent her an email just saying, you know, just checking up too, because I'm like, well, if she checks this, but
yeah, excuse me,
it's going around.
So it's I'm a stressed Ricky right now. So yesterday, I'll just talk about it. Yesterday, I had like this. I told James LeRoy and Bill and even Lauren, I was like, there's going to come this point. I actually told him this before. I told James Leroy this before I moved here. There's going to come a point where I'm going to have like this breakdown. And why did I move here? What the fuck did I do? I was happy where I was.
I think you're telling me this as we were unloading your truck.
Pretty much, yeah. But I told him months before that, too.
The situation would have been the same, though. You would have been closer, but you would have been in Florida.
Right.
You wouldn't have been still at home.
Right.
So you still would have been in the same boat.
Right.
So at least that's a, not comforting, mm-hmm. but it's something to know that it's not.
Well, I don't think it's just the situation with my stepdad. I just think it's like, I don't know, just like, well, just like, the people here sometimes are fucking flaky as hell,
mm-hmm.
and it's aggravating as fuck. And it's hard when my friends in Florida are calling me and they want me to come see them, or, you know, they're having problems and they wish I was there. And, you know, I mean, I should have known that that part was going to happen, but I wish it would have been spread out and not all at the same time, like it's happening now.
Right.
So, I'm just a little stressed. Not a lot of sleep. So when I get to Vegas, I hope that I'm a happier person.
Because
we have 2 weeks, right?
You've got us, Ricky, and we have 2 weeks.
No.
It's next weekend.
Next weekend. We fly out in 8 days.
No, we don't.
No, it's the weekend. It's the 16th.
Yeah.
The 15th.
Wait, today's not the...
Today's the 1st.
God, don't make me scared like that.
No, I'm like, wait.
I don't have all my money.
I said that does not work with my budget. So... Tomorrow's paychecks goes to rent.
Right. By the way, I wanted to say we did get some more money in our PayPal account, which I need to get that out of there one day when I think about it. This came from a listener in Richmond who I emailed, but they haven't emailed me back yet.
Yeah.
You got a copy of it, right?
That. Yeah, I was CC'd.
It's someone that I've never heard from before, so, you know, it's interesting, but he sent us some money.
We don't need to say.
I'm not going to say how much, but... in there.
Nice. The
3 listeners.
Well, thank you very much.
But one of the other listeners that did donate, he was like, he direct messaged me. He's like, God, I thought at least 30 or 40 people would give you something. And I'm like, I told you. It ain't like that. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, it's not like other shows that are listening that are asking for $30,000 to continue next year.
Whoa.
Which podcast is here in Chicago.
Wait, no. We don't talk bad about other podcasts here.
I wasn't saying which one.
What, is someone quitting their job and going to do just a podcast full time?
This podcast has. And so every year they ask for money to keep going.
Yes.
Someone, I'll tell you about it later.
It's literally ridiculous. Yeah.
It's, and we'll just talk about
it. Well, that, you're living in Chicago on only $30,000 a year. Like, by yourself.
I don't live off too much more than that.
But it's not easy, though, is it?
No, it is not.
And you have a roommate, well, who also needs to find a job.
So we might be in the poorhouse.
So you know how that feels even more. Or you can all be moving to Bill and James's house.
We're going to have 2 separate funds. One's going to be for the plane fare. One's going to be for making sure you can pay rent.
Yeah.
Which was weird because when I walked into the building, our landlord was here with his 2 children, and like I heard kids talking, but I really wasn't paying attention because I had my headphones in, and when I took them off, they're like, and I was like, what the hell is going on up there? And he was here fixing one of our light bulbs because it was like super fucking expensive and we weren't paying for it, so we called him to come buy it and put it in. And
wait, you have a light bulb that's expensive?
It's a fluorescent.
Yeah, it's like, and it's in the kitchen. It's like
it's different.
Lauren said it's different than a fluorescent. It's weird.
Oh, cool.
But she said it looked expensive and we weren't paying for it. So,
Lauren has a way with getting out of things,
right.
Doesn't she?
But at the same time, they're responsible for that.
Not for light bulbs.
Yes, they are.
Well, since when is a landlord, usually most even leases say they're not responsible for things
not
like
in
light
Chicago.
Bulbs. So when all those light bulbs went out in our apartment when we first moved in, we could have called our landlord and said, hey, Frank, get your Greek ass up here.
Finest, get here now.
Well, he is either Russian or Polish or something. So he was speaking to them and they were speaking back to him in whatever language they were speaking. I think it's like Czechoslovakian or something.
Our guy is Greek and he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Speaking of the other guy.
This guy looks like Stephen King.
The son.
No, that's not the son. It's actually, I believe, a father of the first floor.
Oh, no, you mean, okay, the creepy guy that
creepy,
was...
creepy, weird guy that yeah. let us out the gate in the back and we followed
the one with the dog?
No.
Oh, he's no, weird. That's,
no, we're not talking about the well, that gay guy no. looks like the
he
Crypt Keeper,
is
too.
So scary, yeah. No, when he was petting his dog, it reminded me of the guy of Mice and Men. When he's going to, like, Lenny? Tear the bunny Lenny? In half or whatever it was he was petting.
The mouse.
The mouse. Oh, somebody told me I was hot.
And men.
Oh.
There's, well. There's a lot of horror going on in there.
There sure is. How and many, a lot of dark horror.
Let's say how many people. Oh, but that's one of those guys. That's the same guy. Playing
oh, okay. Woo. His name is Slade.
Oh, wait.
James Lawrence,
wait.
Is this your brother?
I think I've met him before.
I know who that is.
Oh, really?
Wait.
I think
on.
I met him at a party. He may work at...
Zoom in on that shit.
He may work at in the
I
hole.
I don't know how to do that. He works in the hole?
Yeah, I think he's like control, the door guy.
Control and scroll.
Control and scroll?
Mm-hmm. This Mac education moment is brought to you by James Lawrence.
Dude, it is my bro. Control and
scroll. No.
What?
Anyway, he thinks I'm hot, but sorry. Sorry, Slade.
Do you not even respond?
I will later. I'll just say thank you.
That's it. Say.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about creepy crypt guys, and then we were talking
about... Yeah, so the guy below us, he's weird.
He's weird. But the guy, the father, he let us out the back, and like I thought it was Frank from the back, our landlord. And he
walked like Igor.
He walked with his head cocked to the left a little bit and like hanging down.
I think we laughed.
Is it because he's so tall?
No.
No. Oh. Just odd, old and lopsided.
like Big Fatty.
I've never met him. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you're going to meet him. He's a treat.
And apparently his balls.
Yeah. Which are pretty much almost bigger than him.
According to Lauren.
Yeah. I'm excited
if
for Pride 48.
If Big Fatty was an iceberg, he'd be on the top and his balls would be below.
No. I listened to a week's worth of his shows, which is very entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm looking
and for... It was true what I said, right? It takes a little bit.
It's a different kind of podcast. There's not... It is unique.
Uh-huh.
There is nothing like it.
Is it a... You sound like you kind of want to say bless his heart.
No, because that's a little... Because that would
praise his light.
That would make it sound like that I didn't enjoy it.
Right,
I liked it. Mm-hmm. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he opened his mouth.
Right.
Yes. Yes, he does.
No, yes, I was talking about you.
Wait till you guys. Oh. Wait. All right. You hear the person on the show. Wait till you meet this person in person. You're gonna be
have
like,
you ever seen pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen pictures of him.
Well, I've seen a picture. I mean,
oh, okay.
His face is on his album.
Oh, yeah,
art.
That's true, yeah.
I've been looking forward to meetings. You know, I'm trying to get through to the people that I know that are going. So I guess if you're going, let James Leroy know, and I'll look you up your podcast.
Oh, speaking of which, I always forget to tell you, but on Hootsuite or on Twitter, there's so many people that are tweeting about, like us and everything and talking about all this kind of stuff. I don't remember talking about this in episode 379 or us talking about him having papers over me or him owning me.
We didn't talk about that, did we?
No.
There's been something on here. There was like...
Because something happened where...
I've made ages down. Pod Cubs and Joe and Dallas and some other people were all talking about how you have papers over me and how Joe said... I love the one thing that Joe said was like... Let me find it.
I like the one where
he was like... He's like, please, James. He's like, really? Almost every white person's got some black person's papers or something.
He said, as a black man, you should know that there's a white man somewhere that has papers on you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever...
It had to do something with what somebody tweeted. I don't remember. It was something that we talked about, and then it started...
Yeah, let's show conversations.
About a contract or something.
I mean, then... I have dropped some ageist comments about you being a child but not being my slave.
So one of the first ones was Pod Cubs, and he said, read the paper. There's a backdoor clause, you know, gay men always...
There's something before that.
Oh, there is something.
There's a whole conversation before
but,
that.
But he says that he notarized them with you, Bill.
Right. That like, he had them notarized. They're official.
They're official?
I do think we talked about that.
I was like, what?
And then I was telling everybody that was your toenail on the
on the album art.
No. I did love your comment where you're like, where you basically threw him under the bus and said, please give all complaints to James
All complaints must be made to James Roy.
Because everybody was contacting me like, that's fucking gross! And on my personal Facebook, because that shows up on my personal Facebook account. And like one of my family members was like, dear God, please don't tell me that's your toe.
Let me explain the way I make album art. So whenever we do something on the show and it's actually kind of funny and whatnot, that's usually becomes the show title.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is I will Google that title and I'll see like some random pictures that pop up, and when I Googled like chew toenails, whatever, that picture.
And what does Freaky do with that album art? He emails James LaRoy and said, hey, do you have album art for the show?
Nope. Oh, wait. So,
besides, this toe can't be mine. It's a white toe.
Maybe you have vitiligo.
No, not of the toes.
Of the penis.
People in Vegas are in for quite a surprise, aren't they?
Joe goes, so you're telling me all I had to do was bring pizza and I could have seen James LaRoy Uncut Soul?
Where did that come from?
That's from that whole conversation.
Oh,
it's all part of that.
Right. Seriously, this is like...
That was a whole conversation, like,
Joe,
all day long.
Joe, your husband was here.
He sure was.
That's why you couldn't see his Uncut Soul.
Oh, okay, because what I said was, I was like, that's crazy. Bill doesn't know me and then own me. And then Pod Cubs goes, Pimpin' is so barbaric. He is a service procurement
specialist.
Procurement specialist, SPS, who loves pizza. And then Joe goes, so let me get this straight. I could have seen James Uncut Soul if I had bought pizza and Bill is his pimp.
And then that's where the paper came in.
And then the paper came in, and then, yeah. And then.
Yeah. Oh, we did make comments about how if someone did something, I would allow them to sleep with you.
Something. Oh, yeah, because we were talking about in Vegas. We were talking about. What were we talking about?
Taylor. The latte.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. Taylor and.
Pig roasting me.
Spit roasting you.
Spit roasting.
I hope they don't pig roast you because you'd be really dry and
have an apple in my mouth and in the ground.
It's Babalu and Taylor. And then we were talking about because you said you would let them do that if Nanad.
Oh yeah.
He probably hates the fuck out of that.
Hey, we haven't done that in a while, so
he talked to me the other day. He's just saying, hey, what's up?
I'm excited to meet Nessa.
Yes, we get to meet Nessa.
And
that's
cuddle.
Gonna be
and cuddle
Melissa. Wait, is it Melissa or
the one that
Melinda that's coming to pick us up at the airport?
Melissa.
It's Melissa. We need to send her our stuff.
Yeah.
And when she's picking Melinda up. I cannot wait. I am so excited. I cannot wait to go dancing, and I can't wait
thank
to
you.
Motorboat the fuck out of some titties.
By the way, thank you, Melissa, for picking us up.
Yes,
at the
thank you very much.
Very
it's gonna
kind
be late.
Of you. It's gonna be real late. I hope you know that.
And then we're gonna meet Kathy Bacon.
Yeah.
And her friend, Dawn, who says she's really fucking wild.
Shaking bacon and I helped him.
I shake and bacon and I helped.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
There's
going to
be like
60, weekend.
70 people there. And it kind of sucks because we leave at like 1 or 2 on Sunday. Is that the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here, I have it right
so,
here.
So we're going to be tired as fuck on Sunday.
I took Monday off.
I should take Monday off.
Yeah, we leave around 1:40.
So we'll have to leave the... What time do you think we'll have to be at the airport?
I'd say by
12.
Yeah. I'm a big 2-hour kind of guy, so we'll have to debate that.
That's only that's
an
only
hour and 40 minutes ahead of time.
Hour and 40, that's fine.
Bill can't do time math.
He cannot. I'm ready to somebody was talking about on Big Fatty Show today, talking about a $15 breakfast buffet.
Okay, first
and
of all,
I cannot wait.
There are so many buffets in Vegas that you can be a fat boy up on a buffet at every meal at any time of the day or night.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pick and choose which one is worth the risk.
Right, of getting sick.
Right.
But I can't wait to... I want to go dancing. I want to go... I don't know. I didn't go to any gay bars. Well, we went to a gay bar there, but it was kind of lame. It must have been like a stupid day or something. I don't know.
There's also a fight going on that night, that weekend there too.
Like, what about Bear Pride? Fight.
So you're gonna hook up with some rednecks?
No, I'm thinking more like Latino boxer types, like cockfighters, that kind, those kind.
We were watching. Have you ever watched Archer before?
The cartoon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit's funny.
It's bad.
But that reminds me. That reminds me of the when they were doing the episode where the where Archer was trying to seduce the guy
Cuban
from,
guy,
the Cuban. And he was at the cock. What was it? The cockfight.
He was at a bar, and the guy was crying about his dead cock.
Yeah, but the bar
about his bloody cock.
His bloody cock, and but I think the bar is called like Cockfight or something. Uh-huh. Cockpit, or I don't know.
Oh yeah, it was called Cockfight, but they really do cockfights in the
back. Like, they really do, like, it's so funny. But then he goes back and he's like all bloodied and everything. He only shows up back in the next morning, and two people are like, "What were you doing last night?" And he goes, "I had to help some Mexican bury his cock in the desert or something." And they're like, "Ooh, that sounds hot. Oh, you're telling the truth?"
Oh, funny. It was a gay bar? And that they were doing cockfights in the back, like cockfights.
It was in Miami, or it was
of course
somewhere.
It was.
Right.
We have a visitor. We have a.
Y'all, we have no show notes. There are no show notes this week.
We're winging it.
One of James' old coworkers has a daughter who decided to transfer to DePaul University here. And the orientation was before the dorms open. So we have someone who actually turned 22 last night.
Yeah.
It was birthday. Garcia. Is that why you went to Garcia's?
Yeah.
Yeah. We would have invited you if you didn't have plans. Or
yeah, if I wasn't like fucking slitting my wrist or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even home when you guys were at Garcia's. No. I was still on the train when I saw you check in.
Yeah, because we went like at 5 or 5:30, maybe 6.
Oh, that's right.
And you would still
I think I was on the bus, so it was like around 5:20 tomorrow.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just looked down and was like...
I will have to say that I connected with them pretty well. We were talking about... I don't want to say it, but... in the kitchen?
Who? What?
Bandejos?
Yes.
That's assholes, right?
Yeah, or dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass assholes, whatever. I just didn't want to see.
Pendejos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was some racism going on through the from the Mexican to the Mexican. Then they returned to us going, "Isn't that right? Isn't that right?"
When they were like, you know the Mexicans.
You know the Mexicans, the ones in the kitchen. Because they were like, they're getting really angry at the... And we're like,
where were you guys? Yeah, we were at the
bar. No, we were at the bar. But we were with...
Was the bartender there?
The Black Knight was pissed. Pissed.
He was pissed.
Why was he?
Because my order came back wrong, and so did another guy's on the bar came back wrong.
Well, Andy was pissed because the boss man was the
previous shift.
The previous shift from the night before, bartender didn't stock anything.
Oh,
to do shit. And so he was out, and it was extremely busy. So anyway, yeah, we went there, and of course we had a bunch of free booze.
We told him.
And
that.
By the way, he makes a fantastic mojito.
Oh really?
It's real good.
It's real good.
We told him that we'd wash dishes for margaritas.
Because he was really behind and was like bitching about that. We're like, I'll wash
we'll
them for
wash
margaritas.
Them if you want to give us a drink. We're okay with
margaritas. I can't drink too many of those. They give me heartburn.
Oh, yeah. I miss them sometimes, but every time we do a pitcher of them, I feel like I'm going to kill myself when I get home.
Yeah. Does it make your stomach hurt?
Yeah, and then I usually have a headache.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap.
The sangria is good. By the way, you guys are going to have to volunteer with us next year at the Bucktown Arts Festival.
Is it good?
We were at the beer tent for 3 hours. Well, we didn't start drinking until 30 minutes until we got there because we were like, it's 11:30. We should wait till 12. Once 12 hit, Ricky had 6 solo cups of sangria and a beer.
So they
in
would
two
let,
and a half hours.
They would let you drink on.
Oh, yeah. Free. And it was volunteer. And
then when your shift was done, could you still go back to that one?
Mm-hmm. You could go back as many times you want, just as long as you volunteered.
Fuck. I'm on. I need some heads up next
right.
time.
And it was so fun. Like, the people we worked with were really cool. And, you know, I took money sometimes. And then by the end of the day, I was serving the beer. It was really easy and it was fun. And I didn't know so many people drank on Sundays.
Dude, it's a street fest.
Right.
And it's Chicago.
So, this is my pretty much I'm done somewhat weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For ZRS work. So
just in time for all the festivals to stop.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Dude, yeah. Next Monday, the high is 67. I'm so excited.
I am too.
Unlike today, where the high is like 96.
And tomorrow's like, 97.
Yeah, it was like 96 at 9 a.m.
Seriously, when I was doing laundry, I went downstairs and the first lady or the lady on the first floor had her
Michelle
baby.
Obama was there?
She was.
Yes.
In your laundry room? Was she folding clothes? Someone else's clothes?
Mouth quiet. I am not saying a word.
We're going to get Secret Service up in here.
Well, you know, it's because Bill has papers on him.
On M, you mean James. On not on the first Vim. Lady.
Just on the two daughters.
Jesus.
So, quick, I walked down there, and the lady that lives on the first floor, her and her son were playing on the back porch. And she was like, oh, hey, how's it going, blah, blah. And she's like, she goes, is it like 9 o'clock right now? And I'm like, I think so. And she goes, and it's this hot already? And I was like, yeah, it's going to get worse.
Yesterday, was it yesterday I walked in, and the windows were open because Lauren wasn't here all day.
No.
I walked in, I was like, fuck, it's so goddamn hot in here.
Yeah, we had our windows open earlier this week until it got to the point, and also right before the rain that was supposed to happen. Like, it's too warm to sleep tonight. And then these are staying closed. And these are staying closed until it gets back down to Monday when it's 60.
Right. Well, Saturday or Sunday is supposed to be 73, I think. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think by Saturday night to Sunday,
the perfect weather here would be like 75 during the day, 65 at night.
Even cooler.
That would be perfect.
It will happen.
No, even cooler.
No, I want it to stay all year long.
Oh, God.
Even cooler. Like, because 75 with humidity can still feel gross.
Yeah, but that's okay during the day. But just as long as it's cool at night and I can leave my window open with my fan, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking back about Garcia's and drunkenness. So the week before, James and I went to Garcia's on a whim. And we ended up having it with Katie because... Lori was working. We just like text last minute. Go, if I don't text them and I'm in their neighborhood and at Garcia's, I will be killed.
Killed. You will be scissored to death.
I mean, like, you get pissy, but normally you are unavailable. Right. Like, there's last second things, but I would die from the lesbian. We drank so much fucking shit that we didn't expect. We were really going to go one pitcher. We ended up.
Never one pitcher when you're there, Bill.
Didn't we talk?
Never.
Did we talk about the $70 and what we got last time?
No.
So we paid, it was $70, three meals, two pitchers of sangria.
Which the two pitchers of sangria would be $70 more.
$50. They're $25
each.
Two mojitos, two mini frozen strawberry.
You three drink all that?
Yes. And then also one glass of white sangria, all for $70. And we all three drank that. So
if y'all don't fucking call me next time you go there.
Oh.
You need to text me during the day, so if I have to go straight off the train I will go.
We just need to plan because the Black Knight, I think, thoroughly enjoys our presence.
Mm-hmm.
So we were.
He thoroughly enjoys our tips.
Yes.
I want to thoroughly enjoy his tip.
Yes. You better open that mouth. So we were.
My butt. Oh.
Shit just got real.
Just the tip.
And apparently deep.
And tight.
So we got home and.
And wet.
All for some reason, we're you know, obviously both feeling our alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
James and I did a video podcast.
Oh my god! It was we just did a video.
A vlog.
Where's it posted?
On my Tumblr.
Oh my god! It is a hot mess.
And I will tell you, he outed himself and talked about foul monkeys. And I'm like,
did.
And I even stopped and said, "Dude, you just outed yourself." He goes, "Nar." So yeah, I mean, because Yeah, because we talked about what our, you know, like what his real Tumblr was. And then he talked about, well, our podcast. And I was like, oh, you just linked some shit. You know that? Yeah, I don't care. I'm like,
somebody's
okay.
Somebody's going to find you.
I'm like, okay.
Well, hopefully one day that'll come to an end.
Whatever.
Pride 48. Here's hoping. No, but it was a hot, drunken mess. It is 15 minutes long.
I cannot wait to watch it. Did you put it on your computer? Did you record it on the computer?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, so we have it. Yeah, but I had some questions in my inbox, or some asks for like a month that I was supposed to do a
video. And you did it live or on
And video? I didn't. Well, I said I was going to do a video, and then I never did. And then he decided that he wanted to be on it because he wanted to make sure that I answered the questions correctly. So I'm in my normal costume, as uh-huh. one would expect.
Your non-outfit?
Yeah. He came as Gladys. He had my red hat lady on, and he had the glasses. And
it was random, but I had the purple shirt
should
on.
Should we do our Pride 48 live podcast in these outfits? And I can wear the gold lame pants.
So Pride 48 can witness your moose knuckle?
Right. Oh, man.
No, we're carrying on our luggage.
Big Fatty, there's not enough room for two moose knuckles, okay?
Yeah, because you can wear you could squeeze into the Elvis jumpsuit. Oh because I ended up doing the my nun habit in uh-huh. the Elvis jumpsuit.
Oh, cute.
There's pictures.
Oh, when we rewatched it, it's like, oh shit, we're drunk. And even people's comments were like, I'm so drunk. So funny.
Well, y'all, how long have we been recording for? Can we play a phone call?
31.
Oh, you can play a call.
Yeah. Because it's from my bed.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
So this next phone call is...
All right, here we go. This is from James Leroy's friend.
Yes, JD out in San Diego.
San Diego.
Who is cute and single.
Which means...
Though he...
Wells vagina.
No, I think it means from San Diego.
No, Wells vagina.
No.
He's cute, single, and what?
Ready to mingle?
Though he likes...
skinny boys.
Hispanic boys like you. But I forget his term. JD, you're going to have to call back in and tell us your term that you use for his friends, basically telling him that he's not allowed to date Latins anymore because of all the drama that he has with them.
Oh.
So he has a phrase that's like, you know, brown is something, like in a bad way, like to remind, no, you are not to go after them.
It's funny.
But it's kind of funny.
All right, here we go. Phone call.
Hey there, Foul Monkeys. This is JD in San Diego. Been enjoying the shows. Been a lot of fun, especially when Bill's there. But don't get jealous.
Wait, has he left a review?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyways, I do have a question. Could you please give me your opinion on Scruff, the app? I heard you talking about it. I just signed up. I need to know what to expect. Keep in mind, I've never met anybody online before. I know that's strange, but true. Am I delusional in thinking I can actually meet people who want to go on dates?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I think...
Is this going to come from the bitter place?
I think it's coming from the fucking bitter place. So we're going to go from bitter place first, and then we'll go from Ricky has not had experience with it, so this is what he thinks. Bitter Ricky thinks they're flaky assholes who don't give a shit. They just want to flirt, and then when it comes time to actually meeting them, oh, no, I can't. I have work or...
A boyfriend.
I live far away. No, bitch, you live 0.28 miles away from me. Distance, you asshole.
This sounds like my life when I first came to Chicago.
You will find
and then the other Ricky says, yes, it's okay. And I think there's people out there that you could probably meet and, you know, go from there. But don't. And it may be different because you're in San Diego, but Chicago, flaky motherfuckers.
It ain't.
Yeah, it's a don't put all your eggs in one basket sort of a thing. Though I will say I met James Leroy via one of these bear horror apps.
Growler, which, by the way, you might want
to... I wouldn't doubt it.
Rude.
I had to work through a lot of interesting stories and experience.
I'm having interesting fucking stories and experiences.
I'm interesting.
Anyway, this one right here is cool, but
Yeah, he lives like seriously on our block though.
Oh, right.
Just so you know, because I've talked to him on here on Bighorn One. No, I would suggest also getting Growler.
Growler is better,
especially if you're going to travel.
That's where all the softball people are on.
Really, yeah. Especially because if you travel, because I find they're very regional. Some cities, it's you have more of a selection on the Scruff.
Mm-hmm.
Some cities, you have more of a selection on the Growler. In cities like Chicago, the horrors are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And by horrors, I mean all three of us. Because
we're on all three. Actually, I'm on Jacked also.
Well, I am too, but I haven't.
Oh.
I deleted that because it was just so stupid.
It's kind of stupid.
Though I do have a Grindr profile still. Though it says that I'm partnered.
You say that like.
Like you're upset.
Like you're upset or that you're resenting.
Well, no, you should do what everyone else does that's in a relationship and put single and then talk to these guys and go out to dinner with them and then.
No.
Like,
remember?
Oh, no.
No.
I have a boyfriend.
No, remember, we have a mutual, air quote, friend.
Uh huh.
Where I had this live experience. I will not do that to another person. And I've been dramatically cheated on. Not going to happen.
Puppet show.
And on that note,
we gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
I forget to give this out, but you can text message me at 863-666-0377. And you can also check us out on Twitter by following Foul Monkeys or James Leroy FM.
You can also check out our Tumblr page, foulmonkeys.tumblr.com, or...
What is this? Or what? Like, what's that?
Or you can go to our Facebook
fan
page and just be a fan. Don't forget to leave us reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, we need review.
We need
reviews on iTunes. And then just to go back to orientation, is that word come from the word orient? Or, I mean. Kind of weird. I'm not sure if it's connected.
Well, not as in the Asian sense, but to orientate someone into a direction. To something.
But do you think it came from like the Orient or something
like
that?
We will find this out.
We're going to back it up.
I don't know the etymology of that word.
I love that word.
Etymology?
Because it sounds like
because
edible.
Somebody, before we go, a local listener, Mark, I don't think you guys have met him yet. But he, when I was referring to a coon's age, he was like so excited that he learned what it meant because he was like, I always wonder what, you know, these words mean. And no, it wasn't Mark. Who was it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Sorry, person. I know you told me, but whatever.
Foul Monkeys. Not only we fling and poo, but we educate you too.
We forget your fucking name too.
So much you fancy.
We don't give a shit about you. Send us money.
Leave us reviews.
This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Bill.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Joe goes, so you're telling me all I had to do was bring pizza and I could have seen James Leroy Uncut Soul?